This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
When you think of a hospital, what is the first thing that comes to mind? I think most people would answer hygiene, cleanliness, or something of that sort. Everyone will have a different picture of a hospital in their minds, but I think I'm right in saying that the concept of hygiene is fundamental to any hospital, wherever it may be. The hospital in our story, which I shall call St. Gregory's, although rather rambling and a bit of an architect's nightmare, was a cheerful place, and as mindful of these principles as any. So the solution of the problem of infection, which suddenly hit the theatre block in 1962, was not simply one of scrubbing the floors with more disinfectant.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step, with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
Miss Stevens, let me see the reports on all the operations for the past week, please.
Of course. Why, Doctor, is something wrong?
Well, I've just been getting the yesterday's reports, and there are two cases of wound infection from the surgical wards. Two cases out of, let's see. We did 17 operations yesterday.
It struck me as strange, too. I'm sorry, Doctor, I should have mentioned it, but I noticed myself that there have been two other post-operative wound cases during the week. I didn't mention it because I thought it might just be coincidence.
Now, look, I'd better drop everything and go up to surgical to see what it's all about. Find the reports and, are they from both headings?
Great, sir.
Heavens. Well, get the reports and follow me to surgical. Why on earth didn't you tell me sooner?
I'm sorry, but, Hello? Pathology laboratory? Oh, yes, of course, Dr. Evans, right away. Dr. Patrick, it's the house surgeon.
Yes?
She wants to know if you can go over and see Mr. Simons in Ward 9 immediately. Apparently, it's urgent.
I'm very worried, Dr. Patrick. I mean, this was a straightforward appendectomy, but his temperature hasn't gone down, and it's 10 days since the operation.
And what's the temperature, Mari?
Well, I've looked, Doctor. It's 103.6. And, Doctor, there is something else.
Yes?
Apparently, the wound is very painful now. Worse than yesterday.
I think I'd like to take a look at it. Right. Let's have a look, Mr. Simons. Just relax now.
What do you make of it, Doctor?
Well, the wound's very raw. 10 days ago, did you say the operation was?
It was done on the 27th, Doctor. I expected to be home by this time.
Yes, it's a nuisance, Mr. Simons, but we'll have to wait for this to clear up first. We'll get you onto some penicillin right away. Don't worry. Get a fresh dressing on that, will you? Well?
Well, it's obviously an infection. It's not the only one. I've been checking the records, and there have been four this week. This looks serious, Dr. Evans.
I brought the records, Dr. Patrick.
Thanks, Miss Stevens. Let's go over to the lab, Dr. Evans. I want to discuss these cases with you.
Doctor?
All right, Miss Stevens. And then I would like you to accompany me when I...
Doctor?
Miss Stevens, what is it?
Doctor, one of the cases died an hour ago. The hernia case. And...
Yes, well, go on, Miss Stevens.
The other appendicitis case has taken a turn for the worse. And I understand four other patients are showing signs of infection.
This isn't just serious, Dr. Patrick. This is ugly.
Right, Miss Stevens, this is top priority. Arrange for swabs to be taken from every infected patient. I want the results immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately, they're ready. Unfortunately, we can't hurry culture processes, but I should be staying here all night, and I want to be notified the moment they're isolated. I want a post-mortem to be started at the soonest possible moment, and the results brought to me... No, I'll go over them myself later. But get them started. Get me details of the dates of the operations, the names of surgeons, nurses, and anaesthetists involved, and which of the theatres were used.
Doctor, both theatres were used.
How many operations have taken place since the first injection?
There have been 173, Doctor.
Post a notice immediately that the surgical wing's to be closed until further notice.
But Dr. Patrick, between 15 and 20 operations a day...
Miss Stevens, you've just informed me that both theatres are involved. It's very much on the cards that the infection may have been caused in the theatres, particularly as all the patients were in different wards. And until proved otherwise, I shall act on that assumption. You've also just told me that 173 cases have been operated on since the first infected case. To date, there are 7 infected patients and 1 dead. If this bug, or whatever it is a killer, I venture to suggest that it may be circumspect to close the surgical ward. Or perhaps you have a better suggestion?
I beg your pardon, Doctor. Is there anything else?
Yes, there is. Get yourself a coffee. I'm sorry to keep you so late.
I don't mind at all, Doctor.
Well, in that case, telephone your family and tell them you won't be going home. I shall be working here all night, and I need all the help I can get.
All further admissions to the surgical wing were banned, and the surgical block was duly closed. Miss Stevens prepared statements to be filled in by everyone known to have attended each operation during the relevant period, and listed all theatre staff on leave. Meanwhile, Dr. Patrick briefly attended the post-mortem and then moved into the theatre block himself, where he took a series of swabs and put down culture plates in the ventilating shaft, on the floors, walls, the operating tables, and even in the corridors linking the theatres. He started tests on the water supply and the sterilised dressings. Dr. Evans had also stayed through the night, and he bumped into her in the early morning in the lab where his assistants were working on the swabs.
Ah, Dr. Evans, any news?
Yes, Dr. Patrick. They've just identified a staphylococcus.
Yes, bad. Dangerous. Do they know what strain?
No, as a matter of fact, they're just packing up.
Well, they'll have to stay. I want clotting tests done. In any case, I want them to identify the swabs I've taken in the theatres. And we've got to be absolutely certain that if those yield staphylococci as well, they're of the same strain.
But they've been at it all night, you know.
Oh, well, they can take an hour off. By then, the swabs will be ready for collection. Any results yet, Miss Stevens?
Seems so. Dr. Evans will be here in a minute. Can I get you another coffee?
Yes, I could do with one. Hello, you look tired.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's been rather a long day.
Oh, well, you'd better get some rest. Oh, no, just a minute. There are one or two things I'd like you to do for me first. Find out how seriously all the cases are affected and check whether any surgeons featured more prominently among the infected cases. Oh, theatre sisters and staff nurses, too. Then I... Ah, Dr. Evans. Any news?
Yes, bad, I'm afraid. Mr. Wilson's dead and the hernia case isn't doing too well.
Any more cases?
One, by the look of it. Oh, thanks, Miss Stevens. Have you been working all night, too?
Yes. It wouldn't have done for me to go home with all this going on. Here's the sugar.
Well, aren't you having any coffee?
I've already had a cup. I'll just go and check on this patient, Dr. Patrick.
Well, it beats me how you command such loyalty. You're a slave driver.
Yes, she's a good girl.
Half the laboratory staff worked all night, too. You have a marvelous capacity for driving yourself and making everyone else feel guilty if they don't, too.
Well,
now,
yes,
before you answer that, I have some news.
Mm-hmm. See, the results are through?
Yes.
Staphylococci?
The same strain as those isolated from the patients. But, Dr. Patrick, there's one significant fact.
Yes?
The swabs in the ventilator shaft were free from infection. Well, that means only one thing. The infection came in through the door.
Yes, but how? How? It could have been anything. In the dressings? In the water? Are they testing?
Yes, they said they'd phone the results through in a few minutes.
Do you remember that case in the Midlands somewhere in 1949 when they isolated tetanus bacillus?
Oh, yes. Where did it come from?
Workmen were repairing one of the theatres, and they beat animal hair to use as a binding agent in the plaster. The tetanus spores wafted through the air and settled on the talcum powder the surgeons used to dust their gloves.
Yes, yes, I remember now. There was a case of Barth's about the same time. The germ travelled up the ventilator shaft.
Curious.
What is?
If there's any place on earth where germs are unwelcome, it's an operating theatre. And yet, through some feminine perversity, there's no place they'd rather be.
Oh, some feminine perversity.
Every human effort's made to keep him out. Still, the theaters are warm and dry, and they supply any number of defenseless hosts just asking to be attacked. I sometimes think if I had the choice whether to be operated on in a tent in an open field or an operating theater, I'd probably choose a tent.
Curious.
What is?
I always thought germs were male.
The results. Hello, Patrick. Yes. The tout too. What about the water? Oh, thanks very much. Have the other technicians come in, yeah? Oh, good, right. You boys had better knock off then. Goodbye. All negative.
Oh, well, I was afraid of that.
That leaves only one thing. Personnel.
Well, it's unlikely to be more than one person carrying the infection. But who? And how are we going to find him?
By the second day of his investigation, Dr. Patrick had 12 cases on his list. Patients were of both sexes, all age groups, and their operations had ranged from a hysterectomy to the removal of a wart. Not all of them were seriously ill. An old man who'd been operated on for an abdominal complaint had recovered dramatically, while a young woman who'd come in for a minor operation on the same day was on the danger list. There appeared to be about 4 cases of infection out of a daily operation list of approximately 17. Dr. Patrick wondered why the other 13 hadn't been infected. Did they have a natural immunity? Or was it because the source of the infection had not been present? He studied his list of medical staff. None seemed to figure more prominently than others. All he could do was to test every one of them. But it wasn't only staff. Any number of porters, cleaners, ventilation experts, technicians, equipment repairers, and electricians must have entered the theaters too. With the help of Miss Stevens, he listed every possibility and had them report to the lab for tests. Every sister, staff nurse, and nurse had a nasal swab taken and was examined for cuts or sores. But they all seemed to be amazingly healthy. The following afternoon, Mr. Henry, the surgeon who performed the operation on Mr. Wilson, the second patient who died, arrived in Dr. Patrick's office to find out the results of his own tests.
Your tests are all negative, Mr. Henry.
What about the nursing staff, Patrick?
Oh, you've tested everyone who attended the op on Mr. Wilson, and they're all in the clear. In fact, every result we have so far is clear.
How many have you tested?
The whole staff, except for those away on holiday and for the weekend. And they will be coming in for tests today.
I can't understand it. The operation went so well, the wound was as clean as a whistle. Well, I saw him 2 days later, and everything seemed fine. He was telling me all about his son finishing his training as a doctor. What about the gloves? I seem to remember a case a few years ago where it was the gloves or the talcum powder or something. Have you tested the gloves?
We have tested the gloves and the talcum powder. Nothing.
Well, the water, then. Have you thought about that?
Yes, yes, it's clear. We've tested everything. The dressings, the water, the ventilation shaft, everything. We've been working night and day, haven't we?
Surely you've come up with something by now. For heaven's sake, man, there are 24 cases now, they tell me.
Of which 3 are dead and 4 more are on the danger list. Look, Henry, we've tested everything and everybody, bar 3 or 4 who'll be in today. All we can be sure of is that the infection was in the theater when the operation started, on the walls, on the floor, and floating about in the air.
Could have been a cleaner or someone.
I've gone through that with a fine-tooth comb. I don't think we've missed anyone, but I'm checking and cross-checking all the time. Oh, excuse me, Henry. Hello, Patrick. Oh, Assistant Morgan. You're having a good holiday? Yes, yes. Look, I'm sorry we've had to barge in on your leave, but a bit of trouble has cropped up. Oh, they told you on the phone, did they? Good. Now, can you get back here for some tests? Oh, yes, I see. Well, I want you to go to the nearest hospital for a test on Staphylococci as soon as possible today, and cable me the results by tonight. All right, sister. Let me hear from you by tonight, thanks. Yes, yes, well, we hope so. Yes. Now, goodbye. Look, I tell you, Henry, I'm baffled.
You say you've only got another 3 or 4 tests to carry out?
3, now that Sister Morgan's phoned. And they don't look promising. 1 attended 9 of the 24 operations. 1 went to 5 and 1 to 3. Oh, I don't know. What have I forgotten?
Is it possible that the source of the infection just came and went? It's happened before.
No, that's not good enough. I can't leave it at that. And what then? When do I open the theatres again? What do I say to the patient if it happens again? There's got to be an explanation. There must be.
Excuse me, Doctor. Dr. Fitz will be here for a test in half an hour. I brought his file. And you promised to see Mr. Simon's wife in Ward 9 10 minutes ago.
I won't keep you any more, Dr. Patrick.
Thanks, Mr. Henry. Look, let me know if you think of something, will you?
Oh, of course.
It's very nice of you to see me, Doctor. I realize you must be very busy. We've all been so worried. He should have been home days ago.
Well, unfortunately, these things happen, Mrs. Simons. And you must agree we couldn't send him home in the state he was in. But it looks as if he's improving quite a lot now.
Yes, dear. I keep telling you the doctors know best. She would insist on speaking to you, Doctor.
But why was he on the danger list, Doctor? We all want to know. It was just a simple operation, an appendicitis.
Marion, please, I'm getting better. Isn't that enough?
Oh, yes, but Doctor, we've been under a terrible strain. I want to know how this sort of thing could happen. The surgeon told me himself that everything went fine. 2 days after the operation, we were talking about giving my husband a party when he got home.
Mrs. Simons, I know. But, as your husband says, the main thing is that he's getting better now. And I think you can count on his being home by the weekend, provided he visits our patients every other day.
Oh, yes, that's a relief, Doctor. But what I would like to know is... Well...
Miss Stevens, is Dr. Pitts here yet?
He's been waiting for 20 minutes.
I was kept. Look, Miss Stevens, try and avoid making appointments with patients' families for me. I haven't got the time.
But you made it yourself, Doctor.
Well, you should have cancelled it then. And now, put me in the picture with Dr. Pitts. I haven't the time to look up his file. He's an anaesthetist, is that right?
He's a house anaesthetist.
Yes, that means he's attached to any doctor, according to the rota. How many infective operations did he attend?
He was present at 5 out of the 24 operations, including the first fatality.
Mm-hmm. And how many of the operations were there where there was no infection?
42 out of 144.
All right. Ask him to come in.
Yes, Doctor. Dr. Patrick will see you now, Dr. Pitts.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Dr. Pitts. I've been rushing around like a mad thing with all this.
No, of course I understand. Besides, there's not much for the rest of us to do these days, is there?
Yes, right. Now, let me just take this spot.
Of course.
Yeah, all right, that's it.
What a ghastly thing to have happened. Any clues as to how it could have started?
We only know it was through some human agency. Now, Dr. Pitts, any sores, cuts, or septic spots?
No, as you see, nothing. Sad about Mr. Wilson. He was a nice old boy. I remember we were all laughing about something he said just as I gave him the anesthetic. I asked him to count to 304, and he said 1, 2, 304, and then he was out.
Dr. Pitts, how long have you had this skin trouble?
Oh, you mean these smooth marks on my forehead?
Hmm.
It's psoriasis. I've had it about 8 years. But I can assure you it's nothing.
Do you mind if I take a swab?
If you want to, of course.
Thank you.
But you surely don't imagine I can be the cause of the outbreak, do you? I've been attached to this hospital for 5 years. 3 as a student and 2 as a houseman. And there's never been any hint of an infection.
Yes, but we'd better check on this all the same.
Just as you wish, of course.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pitts. You must consider yourself on leave now.
But surely I can wait until the tests come through, can't I?
No. Report him at 9:15 in the morning. The tests will all be through by then. And please leave the hospital immediately and don't sleep here tonight. Oh, yes, and please don't go through the wards, whatever you do. I'll see you in the morning.
But surely... Yes. Well, if that's what you want, I'll go straight down to my car.
Miss Stevens!
Yes, Doctor, what is it?
Get these swabs to the laboratory this minute. Tell them to drop everything else. I want the plate back by 9 in the morning. We may be onto something.
Yes, Doctor, right away.
Patrick spent the night at the hospital again. Sleep was out of the question. He would have done anything to hasten the process, but he knew the culture would not be ready until 9. Sure enough, at a few minutes past 9, the plate was brought in for his inspection.
It's here, Doctor.
Quick, give it to me. Now, let's slip it under the microscope. Yes. Eureka. Come have a look.
I can't see anything.
Well, just adjust this mechanism here. You can see anything now?
Oh, yes. Yes, I see it now. It looks like a quivering bunch of grapes.
Yes, that's what it looks like. But it's a killer.
Sorry, I'm a few minutes late, Dr. Patrick. Any luck? Catch any bugs?
You'd better sit down, Fitz. I'm sorry about this, but you're the carrier. You're the source of this outbreak.
You can't be serious. I told you, I've had it for 8 years. The dermatologist I went to knew I was studying to be an anaesthetist. If there was anything wrong, he would have spotted me.
As you know, Dr. Pitts, it's a very rare disease. It's also not normally complicated by staphylococci. That's probably why he wasn't worried. I'm afraid I must ask you something, Dr. Pitts. Of the 24 cases, you're only listed as having attended 5. Can you account for that? Mr. Simons, for example, appendicitis. Miss Rupert's renal colic. There was a test case, Mr. McIver.
But I was in the theater. I can remember those 3 cases distinctly.
Mm. But you're not on here.
Dr. Pitts made a gesture of despair and shook his head. No, he admitted, that was true. But when he was interested in a case or wanted to watch the technique of some particular surgeon, he would just put on a gown, scrub up, and go into the theater. He often did it. No one seemed to mind, he added. Dr. Patrick looked at him with pity and sorrow. Pity for a colleague who'd worked honorably and well, and whose career was so abruptly forced to come to an end. And sorrow for the patients who'd entrusted their lives to St. Gregory's and lost them.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.